one general Mavaris, Sir Nakuda, Mone Purim, again to the Mahusa Shalyayim. There's a shame, maybe we could even Makashar it a little bit to the Sugya, the Sugya balance we're dealing with this man. One of the Hagdoras of Megillah, in Perek Tes, Pasuk Lamed, the Pasuk State, Vayishlach Svorim al Kol Yehudim, al Sheva Ve'esim Umeya Medina Malchus HaChashverish Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. The Megillah is called Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. Why is that the Hagdorah of Megillah? It's words of Shalom Ve'emes. Sok to Goyim, this Pirush on Megillah. Divrei Shalom. Here Megillah Shalom. It seems to be the Goyim is Magda. There's a certain Bechin in the Megillah of Shalom. I'm not going to be going to that now. It means Pirush. Why is the Megillah called Shalom? What's Emes? That's what we want to shtel on. What is Emes? Sok to Goyim, what's Emes? Emes Yatur. The Megillah, there's the Megillah, which the Megillah itself is Shalom, this Megillah Esther. And in the Megillah is also, Bahalten is also hidden another Nakuda, it's Torah. Where's Torah? You could have heard the Megillah itself is Torah, Zok the Goyim. Okay, the Gemara on Shabbos. Shekiblu es ha-Tayra ba'ava rabba, b'li moidova in his klal. The Goyim says, the Emes is referring to Torah. Where was Torah in the Megillah? And in the Ace Purim, the Gemara on Shabbos. Gemara on Shabbos says, this is Masakim to Gemara on Shabbos. Gemara on Shabbos says that B'mayim and Har Sinai, there was a Tzorich for Kofar HaKagigas. Therefore, on the Mekabola of B'mayim and Har Sinai, there's a Tainis Moido, which means a Tainis Oinis, a Tainis Oinis, a Tainis Ptor. The Kabbalah said Torah, Ma'an Torah is not in the Chay of a Yid. It seems to be the Pashup Shah in the Gemara, if he's in a matzav of an oinus. In that came the Kabbalah Satara of Purim. In Purim there was a Bahalton there also, it's not really clear. And this guy, it seems like it's before in the Megillah, somewhere in the Megillah this, there was a certain Kabbalah Satara, a Kabbalah Satara that happened in during the Mahalach of Purim. And that Kabbalah Satara, the Lashon, he's using the Lashon Rashi there, Ba'avu. Rashi says, Ma'avas Hanes. Sometimes it's called Kabbalah Barotzen. They reached a certain Kabbalah Sater Ba'avu, which didn't have a Tainas Oinus and a Tainas Moidor Bechla. And the Goyim saying, Emes is referring to that. And I really want to try to understand a little bit this Goyim. Why are we referring to that as Emes? The people learned, Pshat and the Goyim is saying Emes. In general, a few places in Chazal, Emes means Torah. If you learn the going good, it seems like specifically he stresses since it was given Beli Moidov in his klal. Let's say Stam is referring to Torah and Purim was the yontiv where they got Torah. He stresses Shekiblus a Torah Ba'avara Beli Moidov in his klal. It's very wichtig, I think, to try to be Masader and get to this. This Kabbalah Sater Ba'ava is a Moiridik and a Kuda. We're going to get to Hemshech. It has to do with things we spoke about in the Vanam and Balance. Because before here, that there's two types of Kabbalah Satara. There's a Kabbalah of Torah of Kfiyah. There's a Kabbalah of Torah that's forced. And in that type of Kabbalah Satara, there's a tiny science. And there's another Kabbalah Satara that's a Kabbalah Satara mi rotzoin mi ava. It's not forced. It's with rotzoin, it's with ava. It's that Yid is looking forward, is enjoying. And that's something that there's no tiny science. Meaning, in other words, an ander and schoiz doesn't have a gvul, doesn't have limitations. There's no limitations. And that they got to Dafka through Purim. And the Goyim says that's called Emes. The Goyim says that's called Emes. We have to understand, we have to try to figure what is the Emes and how to get to it in Kabbalah, how to get to it in Purim. So first I want to learn, I spend the whole time learning Pshat in this Goyim. Still to a few other shtickles from the Goyim in other places. And then we're going to try to bring it down a little bit on Isa. The Goyim, the Seder Mishle a lot of times talks about Chesed, not Shalom and Emes, Chesed and Emes, a bunch of different places. Going in Mishle Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, the Pasuk says Chesed ve'emes al yazvucha. The going touches Chesed is something that's lefnim mishu izardin. We've spoken about this a few times. Chesed is something that's not mechuyev. Emes is something that's mechuyev. For instance, when you do Chesed ve'emes to bein adam lechaver, Chesed is when you're not mechuyev. And Emes is when you pay back a favor. When you pay back a favor, that's called Emes, the going says. The Goyim Behemshech says, the Goyim that needs beer. The Goyim says that in the bin Adam Lamokoyim we always find two bechinas of Emes v'chesed. Kav Yochel, We're doing chesed. Sometimes we do chesed. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavi Yochel. Chesed in the middle of the mokim, and there's emes. What is that? It's up to going like this. V'chein bein adon l'mokim. Chesed hu, when a person learns Torah, teaches Torah to other people. Chesed, when you teach Torah to other people, it's called chesed. Lamed l'acher. V'emes is l'mad ba'atzma. What most Yidin are doing most of their days, most of their lives. Learning yourself. When you learn yourself, that's called chesed. That's called emes. Zok to goyin. The goyin's masmich on these hagdars. And the Gemara in Sukkah, and the Mem Tes is going off the famous Pasik. The famous Pasik, Pia Pasik, V'chochma, V'soyres Chesed al Lashayna. Is there Torah's Chesed and is there Torah that's not Chesed? Zok to Gemara, yeah, Torah's Chesed is Torah Lamed L'Acher. That's Torah's Chesed. But Torah She'ein Lamed L'Acher is not Torah's Chesed. Torah is going, that's Torah's Emes. This Torah that the Midas Emes is Mechayev a person, and this Torah the Midas Chesed a person. Fear Torah is. Ki masha odom loimed ba'atzmoi, why is that called emes? Hu mechuyev. Ki lekach bola oilam. That's why he came to this world. Kamo isha omru, lamadte Torah harbe al tachsik toiv ala atzmocho. The mission of us, if you learned a lot of Torah, don't pat yourself on the back. Ki lekach no yitzart. Aval alamed hu chesed. That kind of you're doing. Now I'm just learning a push-up shot. The guy is a mafli kol ployas. To teach other people, you're not mechuyev. You only mechuyev, only targ mitzvahs. You only mechuyev to learn Torah yourself. Rather, one of the chiyuvim of Torah, a little bit of lami. A person who learned Torah, he's mechuyev to teach another person, to other people. The reason why learning Torah yourself, when you learn for yourself, when you learn your own Torah, and you're digesting Torah by yourself, the reason why it's called emes is because you're mechuyev. Kilakach b'la'olam, this man says. So. To teach other people Torah, you're not mechuyev. It's not a mitzvah, it's not a chinuch, it's chesed. What is it going to mean? That's called chesed in the emes. State on going, before we're going to be masber, state on going that there's two madrigas of things that you're mechuyev in. There are things that you are mechuyev, aber we call the b'toras chesed, that's also sometimes chuyev. And there's mechuyev that you're mechuyev machmas atzmoy. What you're mechuyev machmas atzmoy is called emes. The Goyin Shtelsu, the Mishnah of it's Amlat Torah Harbe Al Tachzik Tevel Atzma Ki Lekach Nitzarta. When you learn Torah for yourself, you're Mechuyiv Mitzat Atzma. The Baal Tam, I'm going to Shtelsu another Goyin that's Tevet Torah Hashim or Malkam Acher. It's Megala what he means Pshat, I think so. I can learn Pshat the Goyin up here. But beforehand, I want to be Moisiv. In the Musik of Emes, there's a Rambam, it's a Meshchokh, it's a few places in Chazal. It's Mavur that the Torah has a higher cook of what we call Emes. We think Emes is Emes, and Sheker Sheker. True, false. The Rambam in Hilchus, Anfang Gesedi Torah, the Rambam says, he brings the Pasuk, says, Hashem Elikim Emes. The Goyim learned, the Rambam learns Dvarim Kipshutim. The Eibush is the only Emes. Not a Kaddish Baruch is also Emes. The Eibush is the only Emes in the world. So to Rambam. All other things that exist in this world, Kol Hanim Soyim, they're here. Me and you, this MP3 player, this stender, is an Emes or not Emes? What do you say? It's Emes. Sorry. If you're not getting to the wall, it's going to really hurt. It's emes. No, the Rambam says they're not emes like the Eibishta. Why? Because all the nivroim are totally on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not totally on anything else. Memela ein emes kami tosa. Stay in the Rambam. Emes in its fullest madriga is not something that happens to be right now. Emes. Emes is something that's muchrach lios, that has to be. Anything that's totally on in any certain fashion, a situation, a circumstance, it's not totally emes. Everything else in this world is totally on the Ratzon Hashem. The only thing that's totally minei obey is the kima, the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kinira, this goyim, he's saying there's certain things that a person is mechuyiv, and there's certain things that is mechuyiv mitzan atzmoy. The mensch is mechuyiv mitzan atzmoy. That's the madrig of emes that the goyim in Mishlei is talking about. I'm going to get back to this is the madrig of emes that the Goyim is talking about. Why Megillah is called Divrei Shalom ve'emes, why the Kabbalah's Torah, the Klai Yisrael God through Purim is called emes. Let's explain. The Goyim over here in this Mishlei says that when you learn Torah for yourself, you're mechuyev, and he stole through the Mishnah, kilkach baloilam, and lamat the Torah harbi al tachse Torah la'atzmacha. I think you learn a pshat in this Goyim based on another Goyim in Mishlei. This other Goyim in this Mishlei is very famous. But Kariv, Kafi, Sharoiv. So Mr. Sharon writes, Kafi Pearsum, can we Kamish is them a foursome? The hell of Motzik. People don't learn up this going, they learn this going b'fnim. It's a ponim chadash, it's ponim achayim. Everyone knows that the going, it's brought in the Ma'ala Satorah, the brother from the going. But the going, there's two parts of this going, they're both very famous. The going said Psham, the Gemara Megillah, it's called the Gemara Megillah. Yagato Matzosa Tamid. Lo Yagato Matzosa Al Tamid. The Torah, after a person hurves over a shtickel Torah, hours and hours and hours, and he finally chaps pshat. The Torah, after all this, calls it a metziah. Why is it called a metziah? Why is the Torah called a metziah? So everyone knows, the Goyen says, because you really taught your mother, Tala Torah Kula, in your mother's stomach, everyone, the more needed. And why we taught the Kala Torah Kula, moved on the Torah, so it should be a shaykhis to it, everyone says over. And now every year has a shaykhis to it. And a mele, eli chelik a Torah that you gain, it's not a naya thing, it's not something new, it's a metziah. You're finding an Aveda. That's the famous Goyim. Let's learn the Goyim with him. What's he saying it for and what does he mean? What's the Imak? What's he saying? The Goyim's going on a Pasuk. The Pasuk initially states the following. I'm talking about Botanic Warren Sanhedrin, it's not the Testament base. Nefesh omel omlo loiki akafal of piu. The Pasuk says like this. When he toils, when he muchesich, omel, amel is a ter, emes amel is beter. I don't know, you, as we're learning second Seder, maybe you had a Shver Rashi. You were muttering zich. You looked again and again and again and again and again and again. Zok to goyim, nefesh omel omlo loy. Tied up to goyim. When a person is hurving and schwitzing, killing himself over toises, you know who he's working for? Me, myself, and I. Loy. He's working for himself. Nefesh omel omlo loy. He's working for himself. Ki okaf alo piu. Listen to the goyim. He starts with the Mishnah novice. He starts off, meaning the from the goyim. Im lamata ter harbi al tachsik toiva la atzmacho ki lakach loy tzarta. How do we learn the Mishnah? The Mishnah is telling us. You have someone, Chaim Kanievsky learned Torah Harbeg Dachzich. And Laman to Torah Harbeg Altachzich Torah Atzbech. L'chur, he could pat himself on the back. Say, oh. I'm a pretty chashav person. Learned a lot of Torah, a lot of Torah. The Mishnah says, no. Don't pat yourself on the back. You're the Kach Metzarta. But from me, do you learn Pshah in this Mishnah? The Mishnah is more or less saying, Yimachuyiv. Kum te agrois to Shkoyach, Yimachuyiv. The Torah Eibish of the Chayav. The Goyin has a new, Ponim Chadosh in the Mishnah. No, it's not. I'm saying much deeper. What does it mean kilakach nitzarta? What does the man should say? Says he stayed there. What does it mean kilakach nitzarta? So the guy does take the part. Mahainu, the Mishnah is referring to the sugyan yiminida. Shaloyin dim la adam bebeten imoy kol hatoyr. Me and you, every single one of us learned kol hatoyr makula. Nashim nizikim tayros royim moye. Every single chelik of kol hatoyr kula. Every mesechta. To sefta sefri, kol ha-toyra kula, in the mother's stomach. Kol ha-toyra mashi yi b'choylus odom la-siga kol yimei devadim devazel. The Goyin says, l'fi each your ha-soga, your personal ha-soga, you learn kol ha-toyra kula. V'zehu l'kach nuitzarta. V'zehu sh'omru yegatu matzasa, to'amin ki masha hoyo v'ovar yuchali motzi. What's the Goyin saying? The Goyin saying like this. What is an aveda? What does it mean an aveda? What does it mean an aveda? Aveda means when you do something. Zok to Goyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that every Yid learns Kol HaTorah Kula while they're in the mother's stomach. I ask the question, why do you have to learn Kol HaTorah Kula when you're mother's stomach? Why? For us? Why? The answer is like this. In the Mahus of the Mensch, there's what the Mensch is and there's what the Mensch does. Everything that's part and parcel of who you are, the essence of a Mensch, has to be placed in him before he's born. Has to be placed in his mother. Rather, your wife is also there. Every single thing that's part of who a person is has to be placed in the formative part when he's in his mother's stomach and you're being formulated. What's given to you then, it's part of you. If you lose it, you're missing part of you. You're missing an Aveda. You're missing. Something's missing in your heart. There are a lot of things, we spoke about this other times, a lot of things a person gets afterwards. A person could find a nice friend after he's born. A person could have a nice, live in a certain house. He could live 20 years in a place. If he's missing and he moves, he's not missing an Aveda. It's not part of his whose essence is. It's a nice thing that he doesn't have. He has to try to compensate in a way. But it's not part. Anything that's part of you when you were formed is part of who you are. And if you're missing that forever, there's going to be a hollow vacuum in your metzias. That's called an Aveda. Those two things are... One of the two things there is a wife. That's when you go find a wife. It's called you find a mitzvah, you machzav vidasa. And one of the things is Torah. when you find Torah, you're getting back yourself. This goyin is mashlim. This goyin is mashlim. The goyin we mentioned many times. The goyin says that the three categories. We'll get back to that goyin in a second. But let's first the pshat here. Zok the goyin. This is a pshat in the Mishnah. Im lamad the Torah harbi al tachsev tov al gatzma ki lekach no itzarta. You learned a lot of Torah and you schwitzed on Torah. You're going to start patting yourself on the back. You ever saw? Hope this doesn't happen to anybody here. We shouldn't have people. You ever saw a guy who never didn't find a shidduch till he's 35? And he went out with 150 girls. Do you know how hard he has to schwitz emotionally and physically? I don't know how much money, the hundreds of thousands of dollars he probably spent on all those dates. And time and emotional schwitz. You ever say afterwards a guy gets up and starts patting himself on the back, wow, I had the energy to go out 150 times with a girl. That's pretty impressive. I went out so many times ago. Shkoyach, who are you working for? Sometimes people like a little bit in the kitchen. A guy spent time making a steak with a marination and a barbecue. So he's spending, I know somebody, mamash, the whole Sunday, but it'd be a whole avoid, a whole arbit, and the whole Sunday. You know. Is everyone spalling and say, what a malice in taking that steak? Unbelievable. This doesn't have to be unknown to work for himself. If you like it and you want it and it's you, you work for yourself. Zok to Goyen. Nefesh omel omloloi. Torah, more than anything else, Torah is part and parcel of who you are. When you're gaining Torah, you're not doing it for your wife. Maybe Agav, you're doing your wife, obviously also. But you're not doing it for your Shver. You're not doing it for your Magid Shir. You're not doing it even for the Eibishter. You're doing it for yourself. Nefesh omel omloloi. It's a night in the Mishnah. In the Matan Torah, I'll talk about Kila Kach Noit Sarta. That's who you are. You have Kilo, you have no choice. This is you. This is who you are. Fear Dois the Posek. Ki Okaf all of Pius. Okta Goyin, Murray Dick Goyin. Shepil, what does the Posek mean? Okal of Pius, Lashin Force. Your mouth forces you to learn Torah. What is the mouth's Okta Goyin? It's Yenepe. Piu Machricha Ilum Oitami. Yenepe that learned Kala Torah Kula in your mother's womb. Piu Machricha Ilum Oitara. Limsoi Avidosoi. A person will never feel, a yid will never feel total, complete, until he actually attains the Torah that he was learned in his mother's stomach, his chelik and Torah, because he's working for himself. This is what it means, nefesh omo omloloi. This goyim is also mashlim, and another goyim, I just mentioned before, the goyim, he mentions many, many times, the goyim in Deres Eliyahu and Azinu, and he breaks up the void of a mensch into three categories. Ben Adam L'mokri, Ben Adam L'chaveri, Ben Adam L'atzmoi. A person, if you check out in your entire life, there will always be three motives that you're doing something. Always. We wanted these three motives. Every action a person will do is maybe one of the three reasons. Either doing it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, either doing it for somebody else, another human being, or you're doing it for yourself. Most of the time, most of the pulas a person does is for himself. But there's the three types of pulas. Zok to goyin connected that is Torah avoida shloisha devarim oydom oymed al Torah avoida gemilas chasadim. Gemilas chasadim versteht sich is men on the chavira. Avoida kabonis and tefila is ben adam lamoke. Torah zok to goyin is ben adam laatzma. What does it mean ben adam laatzma? This goyin is megala what it means ben adam laatzma. Hakadosh Baruch Hu made Torah is part of who you are. When you're missing it, you're selfish. You need yourself. When a guy who smokes needs to get a cigarette in the middle of a Seder, he's going for himself. What is he doing? He's not doing it for anybody else. He's doing it for himself. Be'etzem, the emes is that Torah is inside yourself. And when you're missing it, you're chasing after a vacuum. You're chasing after a vacuum. A person who doesn't, is not having his right Torah diet, he's going to be missing. Obviously, the marshal for this, the other way is, just like in Shalom Bayis. Well, husband's never happy with that when his wife's not happy. I just had a man asking him, you just moved a year ago. So I said, you're happy? So I said, Baruch Hashem. So then I went on the conversation. I said, and your wife's happy? He says, that's why I'm happy. So I said, yeah, that's why I'm happy, because my wife's happy. He understands the Indian. His wife wouldn't be happy, wouldn't be happy. It doesn't go, especially more work. Why? Not because your wife's you. And when your wife's not happy, you're also not happy. When you're missing Torah, you're missing yourself. Torah is yourself. Torah is the self. Torah is you yourself. Nefesh omloloi avakol apil. Getting back to the first going, this is what the going means. Let's come at a chiddush a little bit. The Goyim saying, when you're learning yourself, that's called emes. What does it mean when the first Goyim said? What does it mean it's called emes? Of course, to teach Torah to other people, Yimuchliv, it's one of Tariq Mitzvahs, but Kenira, this Nakuda that the Goyim breaks up, the Torah, this Torah Chesed and Avoida, there's something called, that's called Kulei Atzmai. Atzmai, that's learning Torah for yourself. Teaching Torah to other people is like the rest of Tariq Mitzvahs. The only thing that's Ekim, what's Mechayiv you, is yourself. Not only Mechayiv, of course you're Mechayiv to teach Torah. But to teach another person is not, like I said, your boich. It's not yourself. What's Mechayiv you to digest Torah, to take in Torah, to get back Torah, is yourself. That's called Emes, because it's not totally on anything outside of yourself. What is that last point I said? What does it mean it's not totally on yourself? Let's get back. Now let's break it down to the Koyach HaNefesh. In the three things we set up, we said there's three different things that trigger a person to do things. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and for another person, and for yourself. And there's a huge difference. There's a huge difference. There's a lot of differences. We spoke about this a few times this month. When you want to do something for somebody else, first of all, you're not totally there. Yourself is not totally there. You have to convince yourself. But in order to convince yourself, your seichel is usually involved. Your seichel is involved, and your seichel says, it's kedai for me to do for my friend. It's kedai for me to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The seichel says it's even the right thing, the proper thing. The seichel might even use the word, it's the true thing, it's the emes to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I might say it's emes to be a good, kind person to other people. But you need the seichel to be involved. The words proper, correct, the right thing, that's the seichel. Many different vadim, this man we spoke about in the balance of a person. We said, yeah, there's a part of the person, the higher part of the person, that's called the seichel. It's beautiful when the seichel's on. But there's another, the lower part of the person, that's poshit, you're calling now the value of your goof, your boich, that operates so many times and there's no, first of all, sometimes the seichel's not there at all. And many times there's no koyach to hear the seichel. It doesn't have any koyach to hear the seichel. My previous mashal, I said before, someone who wants a cigarette, the seichel could tell him as much as he wants. Oh, the sig is unbelievable. Rosh is going to say an unbelievable shiur today. He can't. That's not functioning. The chilek of him is not functioning, man, right now. He just functions one thing. What do I want? What do I need? Not what's right, proper, kedai, that whole lexicon, that whole thing. It doesn't agree with him. It's what I need. When you hit the atzmai, when you hit the self doesn't need the seichel. The self, the atzmi, what's part of a person, it doesn't need the seichel to direct him, to dictate him. That's the person. That's the most emes part of the person. That's the most emes part of the person. It's something that's part of the person 24-7. It's not totally in anything else. It's always there. You wake up in the middle of the night, he doesn't have to think for 2 seconds. What he wants, the mavuyei hanefesh, his wants, his desires, his needs, are part of him always. That's the etzem part of the person. And that's the part of the person that's the most involved, that's most there. Remember, that's the other atzmai, that's him. That's what the Goyim means, that's called emes. That's the full beginning of emes. Emes, we spoke about the Rambam, is something that's not totally bachir. Remember, as Lunch mentioned, it's Maisa. Maisa, Rabbi Leib once told, so Rish Kirlo, who was going to collect money, and he said in Taina that it was going to be a lot of COVID. And he told certain particular trip, and he told the Baron Leib that he's chayshish, he's not going to be able to do it in Gans and Lishma. It was a trip, there would have been a lot of covet, there would be a lot of covet over there. He'd sign his dick a trip, fundraising, make a great fun of it. And Abraham Leib said, oh, chaval, you're only going to say you're not going to do it totally shalishma, halavai, you'll do it totally shalishma. You'll toil a lot better. That's what that later. But I mean, that he was saying, I'm going to raise money for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Abraham Leib told him, if you go to raise money for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you go to raise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for me, a horse-eager, I'm going to get covered. Oh, then I'm going to start making money for Torah. Oh, all right, then I'm going to start making money for Torah. When the ani is there, that's the person, the emes, that's the emes person. Let's go back to Purim a little bit now. We just said Pshatim, the Goyin, you have 4 Goyins. Get back to the Goyin, the Megillah. The Goyin says that the Megillah, the Kabbalah Satur, Ba'ava, Bali, Oynes, B'li Hechreach, B'li Kfiyah, is called Emes. This is what happened in Purim. This is the Kabbalah Satura of the Dor Deya. The Kabbalah Satura of the Dor Deya was Kulei Seichel. And they couldn't get around the Seichel. The Seichel was on. The Seichel, I gave a few examples of the people. They were people who their Seichel was Shoylet. Faced this the whole entire time. They didn't have a lot of low times. They were got to a groy mile, groy smile. Of course, they were bnei adam, but their seichel shaylet. Their seichel dictated to them 100% that this is the emes azach. They didn't see another tzad in the world. That's called a Kabbalah story that's built on seichel. It didn't get to the full emes of themselves, and that Kabbalah story has a gvul. What's the gvul? Oynis. Anytime you're oynis. When you're in the matzav of Klal Yisrael b'shas Purim, they weren't in the matzav of Dordia. They were meyuyush for themselves. Let's talk a little bit. I can talk about so many factors of nisyonis and a dor in a low state. I want to talk about maybe chapa one akud and akud of yush. Hare Purim is the meydar rabba for all the meyushim. Hoydia shakol kayvecha liyavoyush v'loyavoyush. Anybody in the most dire situation, he gains trust, he gains belief in Purim. Purim, Klal Yisrael was miyayish on themselves. They bet some machriz allowed them miyayish on themselves. Look at Alam Beforshim. Hashverish b'shal shalish amalcha. He made a mishte. And Klal Yisrael was mishtatev. If he one day in the Gemara, that was the siba of the gzeira. Fishanenu mesudas hachashverish. Look at Alam Beforshim. It doesn't say they ate treifus. It probably was a heter and a didi tarfus. It says nenu. What's the grosa avera of nenu? What's the grosa avera of nenu? Asach Beforshim. Alam b'shim gnoinay. Saying it very simple. What was the whole idea of this Suda of Achashverosh? State in the Gemara Megillah, Achashverosh made a cheshbon, and more or less he said, the Eibishter is not building anymore on the base of Migdash, Fartek. That's it. Klal Yisrael, the relation with the Klal Yisrael, the Eibishter is finished. He took out the Bekelim of the Migdash, more or less, this Mishter was announcing, the Eibishter has forsaken Klal Yisrael. That's it. Joining in the Suga, in the Suda, he's giving a haskama, miyuish. We're finished. I'm not going to say we're never going to keep it. Try to keep a little bit Torah. Oh, but to have a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have a relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they agreed. Nenuah is a suda, they agreed. We're not going to have a relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Miyuish, that means that we're miyuish themselves. We know what it means to be miyuish. I'll be honest, I'm sometimes miyuish. I try to think, the ability to get people to hold in the sugis, to get bochrim, and to get yungalite, to be in the sugis in 6 months is come out. We don't have bechir. Come out, we don't have bechir. For really ruba, much more than half of a regular shiur and everything. Push it to be into the end of this man. It's like you feel like you push it. You yichid is gul. You feel like a guy who's staying till the end of his man. He's in the sugis. He feels like he is gul. These were things that were shoot him. They were shoot him in some way. Brings years. These things bring years. The Kabbalah Satur Mansur is not going to help for this. The Kabbalah Satur of Dordi. Oh, but the Kabbalah Satur of Purim is going to help. Why is the Kabbalah Satur of Purim going to help? Kabbalah Satur of Purim was a different type of a Kabbalah Satur. What happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed that he had a kesher to Klal Yisrael. The door of Purim, the door of Achashverosh, the door of Haman. That was a door, like we said before, that they were taka low. They were taka vite. Let's just say, kamat, their seichel wasn't functioning like a yid. The seichel wasn't telling them on day to day to do tarig mitzvahs like a yid is supposed to be doing. There were a lot of other parts that took hold of them. And that's brought to their yish, the matzav, that they were miyayish from themselves. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nes and connected to them. Without getting into the pratim of the nes. But the basic message of the nes is Hashem was saying, I'm here with you. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu vise? This is about to say now, the whole Dvar of Purim in a sentence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu vised that it's connected to Klal Yisrael, not because of what they do, but because of who they are. That's the Dvar of the Nes of Purim. Not because of what they do, but because of who they are, their Yid. Klal Yisrael was not doing what they were doing. They were not talking the talk, walking the walk, and the Seichel was not dictating them and telling them in the proper way to act like a yid. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed them that he was with them totally. Not for a second. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't holding their hand. He was holding it from the back. Say that. But he was holding a hand every step of the way. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is connected to me for who I am. I'm not performing like it is who I am. Oh, make a cheshbon. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect who I am, k'nira, I be'etzem am a yid. I'm be'etzem a yid. Is a nusach of Rabbi Ruchim, we'll get to in a second, that the goof of a yid is neshama. The goof of a yid is neshama. What does that mean? That means what we're saying. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is connected to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu He's not connected. I mean, he has a shaykhist, but he's not connected to the Chinese, to the Russians, to the Shartzes, to the Americans. He's not. So why was he watching? Why did he care about so much the Eden of the Dor of Purim? Why? The answer is because they are Bonim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means there's something that connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in the Mareches of Das, in the higher part of the person, there wasn't anything going on. So where is it? The answer is, it was Nizgala to them. And they say Nizgala means not to the Seichel, means they felt, they experienced that they themselves have a godless. That means the DNA of a Yid, DNA, who he is, what he's made up of, it, is something that's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's this Nakuda that we're talking about. That's what it means, the self. The self, the Ani. We said before, there are different parts of a person. There's the Mareches, the higher Marechet, the higher system of a person is Das. And then there's who, the thing you carry around 24-7, your body. The part that right after I wake you up in the morning, you're all groggy, you're looking over there. What's going on over there? What are you? Who are you? What are you? Not the part that when I sit you down in front of a basher and he asks you, what do you want me to give you a bracha? Yeah, of course, then you're going to start telling me, Torah, I want to learn Torah Kula, I want to learn Mitzvah. What are you, when I wake you up right away in the morning, you wake up in the night, what are you? What are you? What is your goof? They were in Nizgala to them that themselves, the Atzmi is Torah, is connected to Torah. This is the Nekuda to Makabel Torah Ba'ava. This is the word, listen good. There's the man Torah of Dardea, that's the Seichel. That's beautiful, it's Meridic. When your Seichel's Poel in a certain way, it could do a lot of things, it could do tremendous things. That's Kabbalah's Torah of man Torah. There's a Kabbalah's Torah of Ba'ava, which we need so much. We spoke about in the Sugyas of Balance. You're two-sided. You're not always your seichel. There's a lower part of you. If we could get and open up and access that lower part of us, the chelik where the Torah is in that lower part of us, in the same part that wants sushi, the same part that wants a cigarette, the same part that wants to just lay in bed like a clod for chesed to do nothing, if that same part we realize it also wants a toisis, it wants a mesechtes megillah, it wants it for myself, for selfish reasons, not for the Eibishter, not for the Mashkiach, not for anybody else, just for me. The same way I want it, the same way I want a piece of steak. When you poteach that nekuda, then you have what's called Kabbalah's Dor Berotzai. It's a new title, it means Rotzai. Rotzai means a full Rotzai, Ava. What does a person love? Klal Gadol, you only love yourself. It's a big klal. Klal Rotzai. Anything else you're going to love outside of you, you're going to make it part of yourself. It's going to be part of yourself. You love yourself. That's what you love. Like I said, love is something that's always there in the person. It's av, it's a rotzen, it's there. It's something without the seichel. On Purim, they were magala that nekuda. This is something that we could do and we're supposed to do. Chayev inish l'psume. So Baruchim says, and Matai Chabodi says, Baruchim says, that when a person is misbasim, what is the idea of Adel Yoda ben Or Horm and the Baruch Mordechai? So Rabbi Ruchim, when you say this, it doesn't mean that you're supposed to totally get mixed up. You're supposed to, at the end of the day, come to the clerk out of Baruch Mordechai. So Rabbi Ruchim, not that your seichel should say Baruch Mordechai and Or Horm. Not that your seichel should say. Not that your seichel should say. You should take away your seichel and ask your goof, this is Lashon, ask your goof, and let your goof say Baruch Haman, Baruch Mordechai Nar Haman. Why? What does he mean? What does he mean? What does this word mean? He means what we're talking about. He means that when you have your seichel around, you can't get to this bechina of self. But when you misalik the seichel, then you could come. The goof means that, the goof means without getting cheshbon the das is telling you what's proper, what's supposed to, what's right, what's kiavayoch lemes. No, what do I want? Eitzah Tayyar, this is what a person, everyone should do on Purim. When you misbasim, think and try to access this nekuda. Every Yid has this. We all have it. We all taught Kol HaTorah Kula in the mother's stomachs. We all have a tremendous connection to Torah. We mentioned this a few times. It's a Hura plays us. He plays a game on us. And this is one of his biggest uftus that he says, the Suis HaShmait says, no, our Seichel tells us to learn, but I really don't want to learn. I really now want to go to Orlando. We really want to go to Orlando. There's a small part of you that wants Orlando. There's a small part of you on Orlando. The emes is self of you. The emes is self of you. The akafal of you. The emes itself of you wants Torah and needs Torah. Yourself needs Torah. When you start opening up this nekuda, this is nekuda to godless. This is nekuda to emes kabbalas haTorah, and this is where yid starts growing. I've said this many times. I have a look at my where the ability for a person to be makariv, to throw away an Irish kaiden, to push himself. We talked about b'chol ma'oid. It comes from this bechina. The more you're magala, that you're a need, the atzmai, the benodam atzmai is connected to Torah, the more you're going to be able to grow as a Talmud Chacham and be able to reach your galus. This is Purim. We all have Ezdam, it's Purim. Purim is Ezdam, it's the Tzumar Shal Yoyim, it's the School of Shal Yoyim. Klal Yisrael, then we're Oymer on this. It's Mesugah for us to be Oymer on this Nekuda. Kabbalah Satoira Barotzen, the Emes. We biz what the Emes want. Kabbalah Satoira Barotzen, Mishmol Taka Bezaycha.